We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning at the bottom line, Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. It says the Mishnah that if you carry out a mace, a dead person in his bed, or a kazayis from the mace. So the Tanakhama said Yechayiv, which we said is Rav Yehuda, holds Malacha Shein Tzirich Gufa is Chayiv. And Rav Shimon says, Potter, because holds Malacha Shein Tzirich Gufa is Potter. Potter Av Asa. And we said over from Rashi, what does Malacha Shein Tzirich Gufa mean? It means I didn't want this to happen. I didn't want a mace in my house. Chas Shalom, I didn't want a mace in my house. Now it's a mace in my house. I have to take it out because it's Tomei. So it's not something I want. That's why it's called Malacha Shein Tzirich Gufa. Because I didn't want this Malacha to happen. Therefore, it's called Malacha Shein Tzirich Gufa. So we're going to elaborate a little bit on that. Amar Rav Barachan Rav Yechanan. Amar Rav Barachan Rav Yisrael. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Poitar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds a potas v'locha she'ein sriach l'gufa af moitzias ha'meis l'kaibrei. Even I'm taking out the mace to bury it, so I'll say, oh, it's v'locha sriach l'gufa because I'm taking the mace out in order to do something with the mace, to bury it, which is sriach l'gufa. Still, it's called ein sriach l'gufa because sriach l'gufa has to be for me. I have to have a tachlis from it. Here, the tachlis is for the mace. That's not called hamlocha tzrich l'gufa. So it means even if you're carrying out a mace to bury it, it's not called haitzah because ain't tzrich l'gufa because for me, I have no purpose for it. I didn't want this to happen. For me, I didn't gain anything from it. Amar Rava, Amoydi Rav Shimon, b'mar lach v'boy. Let's say you have to dig something down the block after Shabbos, and you're carrying this shovel there in order that later on I could dig something. So there, it's v'tzarech for me. So there, you're chayiv. It's called tzrich l'gufa. Same thing with sefer Torah liquors bar. You need a sefer Torah across the street, and it's a shusha rabbin. I'm carrying it there so I can lay in there. Then you're chayiv. Because that's called malacha tzrich l'gufa, because I need it. I need the shovel there, and I need the sefer Torah there. Frank the Gemara, pshita, of course that's a malacha. The high nami malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, if that's called malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, and malacha tzrich l'gufa, Rabbi Shimon Hechem Shkachas law. What is a malacha tzrich l'gufa? Isn't that classic? Haitzah, I need a sefer Torah across the street in the shul, so I'm bringing it there. That's classic haitzah. Well, what do you mean? What do I think is haitzah? So the Gemara, ma'u the tema adika legufay v'legufah. Maybe I need a tachlis sai for me and sai for the thing I'm bringing out. What's an example to that? We're going mar las letas v'lachbar. What example would be the shovel? It got a little crooked, and I'm bringing it out to fix it, to put a little piece of metal on the bottom. And to dig with it. So there, I'm carrying out Tzarech Gufa and Tzarech for me. May I need both of those? Sefer Torah also. Maybe the only time you have Sefer Torah is Lahagia. Take it out in order to correct it. But liquor is by end to lane. Maybe I'm bringing up two reasons for itself and for me. Maybe that's the only time you have Tzarech if it's a Gufa and the Gufa. Kamash Wallah, no. As long as I bring it out for myself, that's enough of a Tzarech. And it's enough of Haitzah, it's called a Tzricha Legufa, and Yechayev for Haitzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Talk to Gemara, who's Shachva? There was a person who died on Shabbos, the Hava be Drukra, in the city of Drukra. Shara of Nachma Yitzchak lafuka lekarmelis. Nachma Yitzchak said it's mutter lechatchila to carry it out to the Carmelis. Only Rabbi Yechanan, they wanted to get it out to the house, they said, yeah, mutter to carry it in the Carmelis. Only Rabbi Yechanan, achu de mabre de Ravon, Rav Nachma Yitzchak. So they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Achud Amar Ravina, asked Rachman Yitzchak, Keman, who are you allowing this? Rabbi Shimon? Eimah the potter Rabbi Shimon, Mechiev Chata. So Rabbi Shimon just said, Melacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa is potter Aval Asa. But never said it's mutter. Eimah the potter Rabbi Shimon, Mechiev Chata. So Surah the Rabbanon, Mi'ika. But the Surah the Rabbanon. So how in the world were you allowed to carry it out? Amalei, Ha'alikim, it's like a Lashon Shvua. The Ailt Be'at, even you would have carried it out. You would have yourself would have helped carry it out. Rafil Rav Yehuda, even if Rav Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa is Chayiv. Why? The Mikivin Shiravim. What do you want to Shiravim? I was talking about the Carmelis Kamina. And God will cover a Bria, Shadoicha Loisasa Shavatara. And cover a Bria is so big that it's Doicha Loisasa Shavatara, which means it's Doicha the Loisasa of Loisasa of the Rabbanon. So you let it do a Rabbanon, Makam cover a Bria. And here, it's only a Carmelis, which is the Rabbanon, so it's Mutta to do out cover a Bria. Now, there's two things I want to speak out. First of all, what was the Kavod HaBrias here? So Rashi learns the Kavod HaBrias was that the mace was Mutlba Bezoyin, or it was a Shaila, Dleiko, a Chama. So according to Rashi, Shaila Kavod HaBrias, even a dead person. The Rambam, on the other hand, other Rishonim learned, the Kavod HaBrias was that it was smelling the inside and it was bothering the live people inside. That was the Kavod HaBrias, we had to bring it out. So that's a Shaila, it's a Kavod HaBrias on a mace or not. Rashi is before you, there is Kavod HaBrias on a mace. The second half of Rashi is very important also. L'chayra, good he carried out the karmelis because l'chol shein shirichel gufo. What about the problem of muks? In even fear of Yehuda's mutar, it's covered up brias because only there are bottom to carry out to the karmelis. But what happened to the issue of muksa? A dead person's muksa, like we learned early in the Masechta. So how did he carry out a dead person? So Rashi says, use the kikar or a tinnik. Use the, either, you put a loaf of bread on it or a child on it, and then I got the child, I got a loaf of bread, let it carry it. Taisa speaks down the bottom of Tzadam and Aleph that even though it's covered a bria, so why can you, so it's a muksa, you also covered a bria. He says, if it's F, Shadus, Aideh, kikar tinnik, they weren't mat there because of covered a bria. That's what Taisa says on the bottom. But the other Rishonim argue, say, Lamaisi, it's worse in a way, because if you're carrying out a kikar or a tinnik, then you're doing more haitzah. If you're doing more haitzah, so then it's worse. So maybe just be matter the muksa, it's covered up brias, instead of doing more haitzah on kikar or a tinnik. That's what Ramban holds, it says, therefore it's muta, it's the muksa. So those are two pshatim in Rishonim. So I think more about it. Tanan Hasam learned in the Mishnah Negoyim. This has Shaychas to what we learned in the Mishnah Kazayas and Amais. That's what comes in this next Mishnah. Tanan Hasam learned in the Mishnah in Negoim. Hatoyla Shimoni Tumah. If someone, we know that in a Nega, two white hairs is a Simon Tumah. And this person goes and takes out one of his white hairs. Or the Hichba HaMichya. Loch is that a certain type of Nega that has like good skin in the middle, that's also Tumah. So let's say he burnt that Michya to make it take away the Shimoni Tumah. Oyve Beloy Sase. The person's oyve and aloysah says that it's shomer b'neged tzaras. We know his shomer is loshen of a lav, and oyve v'aloysah says shomer b'neged tzaras. So itmar we learned. What about achas b'shtayim? That's pashu. We take out one here, other two. So until now it was tamei. Now I made it tar. You pashu the chayiv. Else that is of shomer b'neged tzaras. What about achas m'shalosh? He has three hairs. And three hairs already is a simen tuma, because two hairs are already simen tuma. And he takes off one hair. So the guy is still tuma. He didn't gain much. Took off one hair. What's the halacha? Renachman Machayev, Yechayev is Shom Negat Tzeras, Shom Apata. What's the pshat? Renachman Machayev, Ahani Maisa, the Maisa, it works what he's doing. The Mishtakla, Chodachrit, if another one falls out, Ozlo Tuma. Now, he won't have since he took one out before, so now tuma will go away. So it helps for the next, you know, if something else, now it's down to two. So if one hair will fall out, it'll be tar. Why? Right now, you have a tumah, so you didn't gain anything from taking off one. So it's machlekes of Sheshar of Nachman. Take off one hair out of three, and you didn't make her tahar. Now is it oyva lava not? So I'm Rav Sheshar of Nachman. How do I know my halacha that you potter? He says the Tanah learned that I missed him. V'chein kizayis ben amei. Someone removes a kizayis amei from his house. Kizayis ben avela chay yichay. Why? Because he's taking out the kizayis from his house. He's taking away the tumah from his house. Hachatzi zayis, but it only takes about half a zayis. Potter, your potter, v'atanya, chat zayis chayiv. It says, take out half a zayis chayiv. So what's the chilek? My lab. How did tanya chayiv, the afik chatzi zayis, because zayis? The case that you chayiv is, if you took out a half a zayis out of the zayis in the house, l'maisi you two doif, there's no tumah left in the house. While on potter, the case that says, if you carry out a chatzi zayis, your potter, the afik chatzi zayis, because zayis mech. So you took out a half a zayis from a zayis and a half. So you didn't tuif anything, so it's not chashuv, and therefore you're not chayiv for itzah. So Rav Sheshar, same thing over here. If you take off one here out of three, it's not chashuv enough to be chayiv alav, because lamaisa, you didn't take away the tumah. So what does Rav Nachman do with this raya? There's a stira. One place says half a zayis chayiv, one's half a zayis potter. Rav Nachman, idividi chayiv. You've taken a half a zayis from a kazayis, or a half a zayis from a kazayis and a half. Both of those cases are chayiv. Why? Because you're tuing off, there's very little left, and the tumah go away very easily. So what's the case that said you're potter? What's the name potter? The afik chatzi zayis mace gadol. You took out a half a zayis from a big mace. There, you didn't tuip anything because nothing. It didn't need a lot more to make a tar. And Tosfos speaks out that even this Rav Nachman holds one out of three here is a chayiv. One out of four here is masking. But that's like a mace gadol already. That top Tosfos speaks this out because it has to be close enough that the next step will be that it's tar, that's when you come chay. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. More with which type of malacha is called malacha. Hanoitel tzapon of zubazu. Someone who cuts his nails, not with a scissor, but with one nail on the other nail. It's a shinu. Oy b'shinov, or he cuts it with his teeth, he bites his nails. V'chein sa'oroi, or he cuts his hair with his hands or his teeth. V'chein svamoi, his mustache. V'chein zikonoi, his beard, he pulls it out of his beard. V'chein agadelas, someone who makes his hair, makes braids, or b'chenek achelas, someone who puts on eye makeup around her eyes. Pekesas, either means he straightens his hair in a certain way. She straightens her hair to make it like a solid hair, make a solid mush her hair, or she puts on some kind of dough on her face to color her face. So all these cases are Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev lechayev v'chom oisim shem shvos. V'chom o is only oser midrabanan. That means like if you do a cut your nails with a shinoi, according to Rabbi Eliezer yechayev, and according to Chachamim, it's os pata of oser. It's only a shinoi, so it's pata of oser. And the same machlekes is by gedelas and kechelas of a kesses, making you hear. We'll see them more later on. That's also machlekes or lezer chayev and chom hold. It's only iser midrabanan. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Machloikis, the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and the Chomim, by cutting your nails, only by Yad. Only if you cut your nails by hand. Av Bakli, if you cut your nails with a scissor, Chayiv. Then even Rabban agree that a person is Chayiv on Shabbos for cutting his nails with a scissor. Zok the Gemara, Pshita, the Mishnah says, Zu Bazu. And the whole Shabbos when you do a Shinui, of course we do a Kli. It's chayiv. She is zuzutnan. The Gemara tema Rabbanu b'klinayim pater. You would think maybe Rabbanu even rekli is pater. But all it's done is zubazu. And that says they did it by hand. Like the Yachkech de Reliyazah. They still chayiv. Kamash v'lam. No. Kamash v'lam Rabbi Lazar. That Rabbanu agree that with rekli chayiv. Now what would be the havamina that if Rabbanu rekli pater? So Rashi explains that maybe you would say there's no issa goizes only by tzemer behema, only by wool. But maybe by a fingernail is no good in geizes. Taisa says not true, because we know geizes is by all balei chayim, not dafka by tzemer, because you find by the tail of shakanof, a feather we have before, the chayim for geizes. Therefore, Taisa says the havamina be here is like this, that really cutting your nails is maybe melacha shein tzricha legufa. Taisa says it is melacha shein tzricha legufa, because I don't want my nails to be so long. I'm just cutting them to get rid of them. That's melacha shein tzricha legufa. So the havamina would be that the rabbanon hold melacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. No, they hold his chayiv. And it comes that our mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Taisus learns. Other Rishonim learned that here, everyone agrees that's not melacha shein tzricha legufa. Why? Because making my guf better. Yipu ha-guf is called melacha tzricha legufa. And they bring rayas from the Mishkan like that. That's called yipu ha-guf is called melacha tzricha legufa. So the Gemara writes, "Vam Rabbi Lazar, machloikis la'atzma." The whole machloikis that the shaila, if you do it b'shino yichayev or not, is only when you do it, you cut your own nails. Avla chaveroi, if you're cutting your friend's nails with your teeth or with your hands, divra kol pata. Everyone agrees it's pata of asa. Right? The Gemara pshita, it's a part of tanan. It says your own nails. Ma'otei relezer lechaveroi na mechayev. You would think relezer saying even if you do it to your friend yichayev. V'halik tani tzeparna of why say the Mishnah your own tzeparna of the yachkech of the rabbanon that is still pata of aser. Kamash lo no that Rabbi Eliezer said yechayiv only when you do it for your own nails, but someone else's nails you're pata of aser. What's the reason? So Rashi explains: when you do someone else's nails, it's impossible to do a good job. Someone else's nails is jumping around; it's hard to do his nails good, and therefore the shinu has an effect even in the tzeitzah, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer hold even there it's pata aval aser, and this comes out in very negay la halacha. Sometimes if the Isha is going to the mikvah Friday night and she forgets to cut her nails, what's the Eitzah? So it's a big machlokes if you're allowed to do it, if you're allowed to do it, they're going at. And one of the Eitzahs are that the guy should bite the nails. It's not practical, it's not lamaisa, but there is one such a shita there in that the guy should bite the nails. Why? Because only the Rabbanon, that's zikha, only the Rabbanon, the kuliyama, when someone else bites your nails. So the Gemara Vaita. Mechain Sairoi. It says also that Sairoi, if it cut with Shinoi, it's Pata of Asa Kuntar. Bonam Fiyab Leaz Yechayev. Tana. The Brites is going to say, what's the shear of cutting the hair Sairoi Fiyab Bonam with a scissor and Sairoi Fiyab Leaz by hand? Hanoit Omoli Piazug. If someone cuts with hair enough to fill the front of a scissor, Chai, Bekamal Piazug, how much hair is that? Ravi Huda Shtayim, two hairs. Right, the Gemara by Tanya Linter Brisa, same Brisa further. It says v'lekarcha, and for the iser to pull out your hair for a mace, it says shtayim. So it's mashma moly piyazuk is not shtayim, because here it says shtayim, there it's moly piyazuk. So Gemara, oh no, ema v'chein lekarcha shtayim. Reading the Brisa v'chein lekarcha shtayim, so they're both taka two. Tanya Mahaglu Linter Brisa like that. And noito moly piyazuk v'shavas chayiv. Someone cuts a scissor full of hair, v'shavis chayiv, v'kamal piyazug, shtayim. It's clear on the braisa, it's two. Rav Eliezer, achas. No, the whole is one here. But we see, molim piyazug is two hairs, and that's That's the Brisa says. That's the shear of cutting off here. That on Shabbos you be chayim with one hair. How malaka levonis teich shcheres? If someone has black hair and he has a white hair inside, he pulls out the white hair on Shabbos. Ashafilu achas chayim. Even one hair is chayim. V'dov azet, do this af b'chol osur. It's also even in the weekday. Why? M'shoshenema lo yilbash geva simlas isha. And that's a derech of ladies to be makbid so much how they look, and they pull out a white hair from a black hair, and it goes into the iser the raisa of lo yilbash. Tanya. Rav Shimon Alazo Eimer, Tzipirin Shapirish Ruba, if you have a nail that's mostly off, it's roiv off, but tzitzim are little cuticles, little hair, little piece of skin around the nail that's roiv off, Shapirish Ruba, the loch is, beyad, it's mutter to take it off, and bekli is chayiv chatas, do what it says is chayiv chatas. Right, the Gemara. Mika, midir, bekli is chayiv chatas, beyad mutter l'chatchila, usually doesn't work like that. Anytime something bekli is chayiv chatas, with the hand, with the shinoi, it's always part of also because you might do it. It's a gzeira. The reasons you might do it with a kli. So can't be mutl chatchila. Mika midi bekli chayu chaz v'yad mutl chatchila. You're a hakamah. Pirsu rubam. If roiv is off, but yad is mutter and bekli part of also, and loy pirsu rubam. But if it's not pirsu rubam, then b'yad potter of also and bekli is chayu chatas. B'yad is part of also, and with the kli, you are chayiv a chatas. When it's not Pirish Ruba. Amr Rav Yehuda, Lachalka Rav Shimra Lazo. Pasuk Rav Shimra Lazo, that means if Pirish Ruba, it's mutter to take it off. And it's mavoyer, the reason is, because if it's roiv off, so it's very painful, and therefore, it's they will matter it, because since it's painful, they will matter it, mokim tsar. They said it's mutter to take it off. So he said, Lachalka Rav Shimra Lazo. Amr Rav Yehuda, Yechanam, who should Pirish Ruba clap in my lo mitzar, as I say. This whole thing that roiv is mutter to take off, it's only if it's cut off klapi mila, and it hurts. What does it mean, pirshu klapi mila? So according to Rashi, it means that the part towards your body is attached, and roiv after that is off. So that hurts because the just little part of your body is attached still. That's what Rashi learns. And Tais learns the opposite, that the part towards your body is detached, and high up it's attached. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down Salacha, it says, really, if it's Pirshu Rubam and it hurts, it's Mutter. But since we don't know what Pirshu Klapi Ma'alav is, like Rashi and Taisvis, you have to make for both, and therefore it's not negated Salacha, you're not allowed to take it off either way, because we don't know which way to go with Shulchan Aruch, Pirshu Klapi Ma'alav.